We're learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Tesem, and Aleph, we're going to go back a little bit to the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Chesem, the second Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ein Miyalvin Asabhema B'yamtiv, you're not allowed to deliver the Uber, you're not allowed to cause the Behema to give birth on Yamtiv of a Masadin, you're allowed to support it, and the Gemara explains how you support it. Rashi says, the Issa to Miyalv the Behema is because of Tircha, it's Tircha Yaseira. So Shaila, why is it a mutal tzar b'lechayim? Could be the answer is because you can be masad and you have an eitz, you can give birth by itself. It doesn't really need your help so much. So Mel, they weren't matat tirchi yaseir. But the Raj ben Chedushim says that he has a raya from the Gemara. There's an issa d'iraisa to be miyalit, because the next Mishnah says miyalit nesisha b'shabbos v'karin lechachama mimakam lemakam u'mechal maleas haShabbos. You could assist a woman delivering the baby, having the woman give birth on Shabbos, you could call a chachama from one place to another, and you can mechal a Shabbos. So the Gemara Sakasha, Mechte tunnele mi'alvin asisha v'karl mechamim makam l'makam, u'mechal nse Shabbos l'siyumai. It already says you could do mi'alvin. It already also says you could call a chachama makam l'makam. What's it being mechadish by saying mechal nse Shabbos? So Zok derash, but if mi'alvin is an issa deraisa, so Mel, we understand the Kasha. It says clearly you can do an Issa Deraisa for the purpose of childbirth. And it also says you can get a Chachama, maybe to be a Havamina, that a Chachama is not necessary. The Isha could do without the Chachama. Kamashvila, no, it's necessary, it's helpful. So now we have a Shaila, what other Chil HaShabbos are we included? But if Mi'alvin is not a Chil HaShabbos Bechlal, and calling a Chachama also is not an Issa Deraisa, is not a Melacha Deraisa. So you need to tell a chiddush that any time you would need to be mechal a Shabbos with the malacha deraisa, it's mutter. We didn't say that yet. So what's the kasha l'siyumai? In them shtei that mi'alvin is nisa deraisa, not just tirchi yisera. And the Rashi doesn't tell us exactly what is the issa deraisa of being mi'alid. The Ritvai Finart says the issa deraisa of being mi'alid is, he brings a shtickle and he says the issa deraisa is mesagin kli. This is of Makkah B'Patish. Somehow you find sometimes it's a din of Baina by Gufa Adam, you have by braiding the hair, it could be Baina, or by Mafis Mursa, you find that you're making a Pesach, it's an Issa Deraisa, Mocha Deraisa of Baina. I'm telling that too. The Drudge just says it's Makkah B'Patish, I'm just telling too, even if you're not making a Kli, you're making a person, but since you're making a person, you're causing a person to be born, that's like a Makkah B'Patish on the person. So as you said to Machlekes, it's a machlekes zecharis negei la'alocha by a behemo, which is no heter pikuach nefesh, that according to Rashi is just tirchi yisera. So mele, let's say it's b'makam hefsid, they can't have the lead itself, it's a makam tzar b'alechayim, there's a big tzarech, so mistami, you would be allowed to be mialit, but according to the Rashi, it's an issa deraisa. You wouldn't be allowed to be mialit b'shem eifin, could be you wouldn't even be allowed to tell a goy to be mialit, because lav dafki tell a goy to do an issa deraisa b'makam hefsid mamin. Now the Medayik Taisus and Daf Kuvchav Tesim and Beis Kalaimu Veparshas Teichacha, he's mashma also that all those things which the Gemara brought there, among them was Miyalus of Lad B'Shabbos, was really Dinim Derabanan. That's mashma like Rashi, that being Miyalus is a Din Derabanan. Also the Chazirish is Medayik the way from the Rambam, that being Miyalus is a Din Derabanan. See, Paskins B'Makam that the Behemoth is going to die, you can be Mekel, even though it's interesting, the Rashi and the Ridva hold its mamash and Issa Deraisa. But how do we answer the Rashi's Kasha and Rashi? Rashi holds it's only Mishum Tircha, so what's the Pshat that the Gemara asks, once it said, Mi'alvin Nasi'isha and Kar L'chom Makal Makal, what's Mechal HaShabbos L'suyimai? Never said that you're mutter to do Chil HaShabbos. So the Taisus Yomtiv says, because from Taisus Yomtiv, which didn't, apparently he didn't have the Rashi, he says he sees from this Mishnah and the Gemara that Kar L'chom Makal Makal is an Issa Deraisa. It's an Issa of Tchumen. He sees like the Rishayin that hold that Tchumen is deraisa, the Ram and the Rif Paskin, that Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is deraisa. So the Mishnah includes calling a Chachama from Yud Beis Mil, which is an Issa deraisa. So that was the Gemara's Kasha. Once you know there's an Issa deraisa, that's Mutter, why does it have to again say Mechal and Shabbos? We know you can do an Issa deraisa of Tchumen. Tzedech Sam Seif also says the same thing as the Teis Yantif. He legs through the Rashi and Chagiga, Rashi l'shitasa, Rashi and Chagiga, daf yitzayinim and beis, holds that chumana deraisa. Then he says, Taisus wouldn't stim so good. Like we said, Taisus and Kufchav Tesum and beis holds that being mi'alad is derabanan. And Taisus happens to hold that Chumen is the Rabbanan. And Kama Mekayim is Bishas. On the side of the Mishnayis, the side of the Teis Yantif, the Teis Kadashim asks Akasha that Chumen, even if it's the rice, it's only a lav. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara says, La'asuyeh, ma'isat shichel ener, chavetim adlekasos ener. And the Gemara says, Pshita, ma'isat shichel besuma, that's Yisuvei Daita. But Vaisa Yisus Pshita, why? The Mishnah only said that Chumen, which is a lav, is mutter. Maybe now it's telling you a new chiddush mechal zeh Shabbos for a ner to tell even isa skila even isa karis in mechal Shabbos. Now this is shver. The sefer Be'erivrom, it's from the Maskil Eisan, is an achron from 200 years ago. The sefer Be'erivrom from the Maskil Eisan, he says a teretz and the emes is the teis of Shabbos already, and Simin Shin Lamed Sivka Nalef already says the same teretz. I'll be teisus and avei desara. Daf Chav Dalet and Mechayer is Daf Chav Hey. We mentioned this in Daf Chav Zayin. Taisus holds that if Vlad is already Kolu Kol Chadoshav, it's Nigma Sarev, it's Yipani, it's a full-term Vlad, then there's no Issa Deraisa being Mialit. But if it's not, then there's an Issa of Gezitz. Taisus learned the Gemara earlier in Daf Chav Zayin of the days that says, Dildo Uber Shibimea, someone goes and aborts an animal, takes out the uber, his chayiv, ishamayka davim yigiduloi. What's the chayiv? We mentioned there, the three tzadim, the Yishalmi says it's al tzkaitzer. There is a rule learns that way, but the Rishayim hold not that way. The Rishayim hold that there's no kaitzer in Baalei Chayim. Kaitzer has to be in gedulei karka. Taisus says geizes. Taisus in Vaidazari and Mechayris says geizes. Some Rishayim hold that way. Geizes, just like cutting off hair from an animal is geizes, cutting off an uber is geizes. But Taisus qualifies it because he asks Akasha, the Gemara says that Mishum Eva Yilana Bimiala the Goy. Yilana deliver the baby of a Goy, Mishum Eva. So Taisus says he can't do an Issa Deraisa Mishum Eva. So Taisus says that it's talking about it's already Nigma Kol Chadashav, it's Garmu Chadashav. If it wouldn't be Garmu Chadashav, if it wouldn't be completely full term, it would be Issa of geizes. But now it's all ready to go out. So it's not an issue of geizes. You're not being accurate from the womb. It's already ready to go out. Who would then, if you learn it's keitzer, you might be able to say the same thing, that the pshat is it's already considered out. It's just considered that there's a door in the way if it's already garmu chadashav. But al kopanim, Taisa says it by geizes. You might be able to say it by keitzer as well. But anyway, so they say, lefizah, it's good to Rashi. Because when it says, yinalabi mi'alada behema, that would mean even if it's Gamru, even if it's Kolo Chadashav, even if it's Gamru Sarvitz Yipan, if it's completely full term, there's no Issa Bechlal. It's just an Issa of Tircha. So that's what Rashi says, Mishum Tircha. Because you want to include a case where the Behemah is not full term. I mean, it's full term. And then you don't have any Issa Deraisa. All you have in Issa is an Issa Tircha. But when it says you can be Yalad and Isha by Shabbos, it means who Adin if the Vlad is not 100% full term? But the Isha is in distress, and you have to get the Vlad out, so you can be Mi'al of the Isha in that case. And in that case, the Taka would be an Issa Deraisa. So Rashi is going on the case where you're not allowed to do it on Yantif, if he wants to include a case where there's no Issa Deraisa, so he says Tircha. But when the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara is including a case where it's not full term, there is an Issa Deraisa. So Mela, what's the Chiddush of Mechalon as a Shabbos? So lefizem lecharitz and mafurish etaisis about the chazanish psak that b'makim that the behemah or the vlad is going to die, you could be mialid because you could be shaymech harashi and taisis and the Rambam that it's an issa derabanan. Lecharitz that would only be in the case where it's kol chadash. If Taisus himself says that by loy kol chadash if it's an issa deraisa, now the Rashba could hold even by kol chadash if it's an issa deraisa, like the Ritva says that it's an issa of makab b'patish. There's another teretz that the Be'er Avram, the Maskil Eisan, says in the Sefer Be'er Avram, which there he was mechaven to the Yeshua's Yaakov, on Erechayim Simon Shin Lamed Beis, this one. Then he wants to say, and this is a big chiddush to me, that even if the behemah is alive, there could be an isser of Netilas Neshama. That's how he spoke. Dildo Lubishim El, there was a Shaila, does it mean Netilas Neshama? Does it mean Geizes? Does it mean Keitzer? But I was nending on then that if the behemah is still alive, the can't be Nisiv Netilas Neshama. He didn't kill anything. He wants to say maybe, yeah. maybe he says on the Shilia, the placenta was alive, and now when you do the Leda, the placenta now becomes dead. It's like Damu HaNefesh, it's like a Mixus Nefesh. So you are causing the Tilus Neshama. And the Shius Yaakov says the same Cheshman maybe with Kaitzer. And the Cheshman is like this. If the Isser is Netilus Neshama, or perhaps even if it's Kaitzer, so in Yom Tov there's no Isser. The Frat Shittas Rashi in Day is that when you have Mitaych, you don't need a Tzayr Chayim. But even if you do, L'chayr is a Tzayr Chayim to have the Uber. So Mimela, there'll be no Isser Deiraisa on Yom Tov to be Mialid, because if Mialid is Asa Al Netilus Neshama, so then on Yom Tov, if you have Mitaych, Mitaych Shutcha L'Tzayr Chachal Nefesh, Shutcha Namishel L'Tzayr Chachal Nefesh. And the Shus Yaakov says, even Kaitzer, even though Kaitzer really is not Mutav Tzayr Chachal Nefesh, you're not allowed to cut an apple to eat it, there isn't Issa Ksira on Yom Tov, but many Rishonim hold it's not Deiraisa. It's an Issa Derabanan of Ksira. I mean, Deiraisa, there is a Hatter of Eichel Nefesh, it's Derabanan of Geizer, because it looks like you're doing a Liyam and Rabin. So if you hold there's no Issa Deiraisa of Kaitzer on Yom Tov, that's what Rashi says Al Tircha, because you don't have an Issa Deiraisa. Because it's Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you have the Hatter of Eichel Nefesh, fits better with Netilas Neshama, because Kaitzer, you don't have to come on to Tircha. Typically, you have an Issa Derabanan of Kaitzer. But Netilas Neshama, you don't even have an Issa Derabanan. You're allowed to do Netilas Neshama on Yom Tov with Tzerich, so who didn't Shalei with Tzerich? So the beginning of the Mishnah is Eim Yavim Zibheim B'Yom Tov. So that would be only an Issa Derabanan of Tircha. Now, Shein came when the Gemara Sakasha Mialid, there would be a din of Netilas Neshama. So that's a chiddush. It could be Netilas Neshama even though the baby's alive. He says the Shilya maybe is Netilas Neshama. But Netilas Neshama and Shabbos would talk about Nisa Deraisa. So maybe you'd have the Kasha. Why did it say Mechalas Shabbos? That's the Bar of Rum second shot. And he was Mechavan to the Yeshua's Yankov. So Bekitzu, we have three Afanim to answer the Rajbis Kasha. We have the Tesis Yom Tov and the Chassam Sefer that says that because the Mishnah says that you could bring the Chachamim Makam L'Makam and Tchumins Deraisa, so Mel, that's why the Gemara didn't need Mechal Masa Shabbos. It was Shver, Tchumins only alive. How do you know you can Mechal Bissas Gila? We have the first Tesis from the Bar of Rome, which is also the Tesis Shabbos, and it mentions also the Netziv. The Netziv in Reim Yisrael, also Mamish says the same Tesis that Tesis, Mechayis, and Chulin say that it's a Issa Deraisa if it's not full term, and it's Issa Derabana if it is full term. So Rashi, it says that Eimi Yaldan Al Tzitichus when it's full term, and the Gemara that says you already know Chol Shabbos is because Mialdan would include even if it's not full term. That's what the Netziv says, and the Be'er Avram, and the Taisus Shabbos. And then you have this next Teretz from the second Teretz of the Be'er Avram and the Yeshua's Yankov, that on Yontif, since the Issa is Netilas Neshama, so on Yom Tov, it's Mutter, it's only Asal Tzercha, and on Shabbos, it's an Issa Deraisa. I saw the Masifta Gemara brought the Divrei Malkiel that said that by a behema doesn't have a din of a Baal Chai, so there's no Issa Kaitzer, but Adam is Hokish L'Karkayis, a male, there's an Issa Kaitzer by an Adam. That's why by a behema would be Derabanan, and by an Adam it would be Deraisa, a Chiddush. Now the Gemara says on Yontif, the Mishnah says on Yontif, you could be Mesadin. Now I want to be Mayrach about this. Nakuda just mentioning that the Rosh brings a suffix, is Mesadin, Dafka, on Yontif, or Huudin on Shabbos. It's not a Machlokes, a Peskim, how we pass, and the Shulchan Aruch Lemaisa doesn't bring the heter of Mesadin by Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that Mesadin will only be on Yontif, not on Shabbos. That's how the Maskan of the Achreinim are. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara talks about what to do with the Yeledis. And the Gemara says, if she needs Shemen, you bring Shemen, you bring in the Yad, you bring in the Seir, and the Gemara says, Kama Dev Shalu Shnuyim Shaninon. If you could do with the Shinui, you're not allowed to do without a Shinui. As much Shinui as you could do, you have to be Meshana, even though you're doing it for a Chayla Sheish Pesachana for a Yelendis. So the Ramban and Teres Adam learns from there to all Dinei Chayla Sheish Pesachana, that Avadi, you're allowed to do any Malacha if it's necessary for the Sekana. But if you could do the malacha with the shinui, you have to do with the shinui. If it won't cause any delay or any undue hardship which might affect the care of the chayla, by doing it with the shinui, you have to do with the shinui, as I help the Ramban. But the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam only brings this din by Yeledis. By Yeledis, there the Rambam says, Kol she'ef shel shanis mishanim. Mashen kain, it's in Perek Beis, Alachi Yad Aleph, and Ilchus Shabbos. Mashen kain, by chayla she'esh v'sakana, the Rambam's lashon is, in the beginning of Perek Beis, Chayla Sheish Veskana Eisen Le Kol Tzrachav V'Shabbos. That anything that he needs, it's mamish kechol. So he doesn't say anything about making a shinui. By a lettuce, he says to make a shinui. As I can imagine, the Rambam is mechalik between Yeledis and Chayilish Yesh B'Sakana. And the Shulchan Aruch, Bemis and the Chayitz and Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shinchav Ches, Siv Dalad by Chayilish Yesh B'Sakana says you do Kol Davar Shagil Masas B'Chayil. He doesn't mention anything about a Shinoi. And in Siv Yud Beis, the Rambam says if you could do it, then also is a discussion. Let's say you could do it Ayidei Gai. The Rambam says you should not do it Ayidei Gai. And the Rama says that if you could do it ayidei goy without it causing any delay, you do. And who then the Rama says if you could do it ayidei shinui, if it won't cause any delay, you do it ayidei shinui. Now the shaila is, what exactly is the chilek between a chayla and the yeledis? Why should the yeledis be different? Yeledis also a sakana. Why should the yeledis there be a tzarech for shinui and chayla not? So the Magen Mishnah says at the svarim, because keivli yeledis v'chalayim kedavet tivi. It's a natural thing. It's not like a chayla sheish v'sakana where a new chayli comes. It's a natural thing. V'in achas melef mesa machmas leida, not even one of a thousand die machmas leida, l'figa chmiru l'shana sumag m'shef shal chmiru b'chayla. That's where they're more machma by a lettuce than by chayla. The lashon of Magen Mishnah sounds a little bit like it's a din d'rabbanan. And maybe since people don't look at it like a sakana so much, so maybe if it be mezalzel and Shabbos, people will think it mechal Shabbos in chayla shem b'sakana. But really, midiraisa it's a sakana. So midiraisa you don't need a shina, but they won't lachmer. It's arachim zas b'zeh. See, the shaila is a little bit the other way. What's takip shab? What's the svaras of machlekes here? If it's difficult to do with the shinui, so even the Rama holds that you don't have to do the shinui. Efshel shniyeh, it won't be difficult. It will be just the care will be just as well with the shinui. So what's the svar, l'chay, the din of pikuach nefesh, the din allowed to do a malacha, is because you have to save a life. If you don't have to do a malacha deraisa to save a life, you could do it by a derabanan. What's the heta to do with that, a shinoi? What's takipshat? So I think the two mahalchim, and in each mahalach, I think we can make a chiluk between chayla and yeledis. See, it's also in the gay another shmutz, that the Magen Mishnah also says in Perek Beis, Alacha Yedalin, that any tzayrich of a chaylish yesh v'sakana you're allowed to do on Shabbos, even if ain't the menias dover azeh sakana. Even if it's not the pshat that if you don't do this, it will cause him a sakana, but since he's a chaylish yesh v'sakana, Shabbos is sutu l'chol tzrochav. So this is the second chiddush in the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah says a chiddush which has come out mefurish in the Rambam, that you can do all the tzayrich of a chaylish yesh v'sakana without a shinoi. He says, Shabbos hu kechayel eitzel chayla sheish v'sakana. And now is another chiddush that you could do the tzarech chayla, whatever he needs, even if ein b'meniyas davar azeh sakana. So what's the pshat in that? Chayla, the whole hetter to mechal Shabbos is because of the sakana. Here, if I'm not mechal Shabbos, it won't. It won't be a sakana because I'm not being mechal Shabbos. So what's the hetter to mechal Shabbos? So some achrayim learned that the yisayin davar is because Shabbos is hutra eitzel pikuach nefesh. It's not the chuya, it's hutra. The chuya means that it's still chil Shabbos, but pikuach nefesh is more important. But hutra means it's tam. There's a din. Any time you're dealing with pikuach nefesh, you're dealing with chil sheish pesakon, it's hutra. Really, the makar is the Rush discusses at the end of Yuma is a shayla. Let's say a chayla needs meat. Do you give him the vela or do you shecht for him? So you should have kashrut and meat. The chayin avela is only alive, and shechting is an isaskila. So a kalakal tchila, you should give him the vela. You shouldn't be, you don't have to shech for him. So Moran Rutenberg held, no, you should shech for him. Why? Because Shabbos is hutra etzel chayla. The vela is only the chuya. Shabbos is hutra. So Mamela, once you say Shabbos is hutra, so Mamela, you don't have to do a shinoi. And Mamela, you could say even things that aren't necessary for the sakana sutra. Now the Emek Bracha in Hilchos Yom Kippurim, he's very bothered with this. Because he says, if the pshat is he needs the meat mishum sakana, so good, you're doing it mishum sakana. The shail is the yeshech, they give him the vela. Shechting is mishum sakana. But if you could do it with the shinush, he doesn't need a malacha mishum sakana. And koskin, if ein b'mniyas davar zeh sakana, what's the pshat in that? It's hutra for things that are necessary for sakana. Here it's not necessary for sakana. So Rabbi Chanan has a very geshmak of pshat. It's in Kaivet Sa'aris, Simin Yud Ches, starting from Eis Hey. They says a very Gishmak of Shad, he compares it, it says by Mila, that if he's not Silik Yada yet, he's still cutting, he could cut more than necessary for the Mila. He could cut even the Tzitzim She'im Akbenis Mila. He could cut more. Once he's Silik Yada, then he can cut the Tzitzim She'im Akbenis Mila. What's the Pshat? Because Mila is Hutra. But it has to be one Maisa Mila. The Maisa Mila is Hutra. So once it's Hutra, as long as you're not Masalik Yada, that's all part of the Maisa Mila. So even though you're cutting more than necessary, but it's part of the Maisa Mila. He says the same thing when you're dealing with the Chayla Sheish Pesachana. You have to take care of this Chayla even at the cost of Chayla Shabbos because he says a Sakana. Once you're dealing with his care, so already the things that are Ma'akiv, they're like the Tzitzim Sheim Ma'akiv Nesemila. They're all part of the Heter of dealing with him. It's one big care, it's one big dealing with this Sakana. So Mel, the Chil Shabbos is Mutter, even if this particular Chil Shabbos wasn't necessary, it's like Sitzin Shem Akvinas Amila, it's all part of this Heter. So if you learn this way, so then it's Taka Shtikul Tamur then though. So what's the Chilik? Just because your Ledes is a David Tivi, the Keva your Ledes V'chilek is a David Tivi, and Echem Elef, even Echem Elef doesn't die from it, but Lamais it's Hutcher. What's the Pshat? Again, unless you say it's a Derabon and Dikazach. But then this is, the Brisky Rav says a shtickle, sort of Shach Mamish, pretty much has the same word. But the Brisky Rav, at the end of Yuma, he has a, there's a small kuntris, Chedush Yomar and Rizal Levi, on Kiddush HaChedush, Yuma and Sukkah. So there, at the end of Yuma, he has a shtickle. He discusses this inyan that the Rambam holds, that it's mutter, once someone's a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, it's mutter even if ein b'miniyas dav is a sakana. And he has a geshmak shtickle there, which is also in the Chedush Yomar and Rizal Levi on the Rambam. Now, l'shitas and Rambam, you could say, the chayla, you don't listen to the chayla what the care has to be. They have to listen to the reife. All the chayla could tell you one thing, he's b'sakana. The chayla is b'sakana, memela, everything is deich shabbos. But he says like this about your letters. This is only in the shtickle on Yuma. It wasn't printed in the Chedush Yomar and Rizal Levi on the Rambam. And he says, the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph says, Hayeledes kishikaras leila rehrei besakonis lefashis umachalonis haShabbos, karen lachachamim imakam lamakam, v'chaychen asatiba v'kayshin aysay, v'mayitzrich l'neri madlikon asaneri, the same thing. And there he says, kol shev shalashanis mishanim. That's in Halacha Yud Aleph. So there he says, Hayeledes kishikaras leilid. And he says, it's sakonis lefashis, he got a chachoma. You get an air, whatever she needs, you get shemen, and there is a din of Eshel Shnei Mashanina. Then he goes further in Alocha Yid Gimel, and he says, Chaya, Mishiaskol Adam Liyash Shaisis Acha Teled, Vachash Teled Acha Shloisha Yomim, Mechalanas Hashabbos Oisla Kol Shecheh, Bein Shom Etshricha, Bein Shom Ein Etshricha. And that's his Gemara here in Kufchav Tess, that from Sichas Akever Acha Yistim, she's a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana. Taich the Briskirov. Lefiwa was saying that a chayla sheish b'sakana is stam. There's a stam a din that you don't need ein b'miniyas davar zeh sakana. Stam a din that kol shecheh is mutter and you don't have to be mishana and you don't have to get a guy. You don't have to do anything. Chayla sheish b'sakana Shabbos is hutra. But the Rambam there says mishiaschal adam liyas sheisis. Vashegin the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aleph says hey ledes kishukaras leilid, which is a chayla before that. Taich the Brisker of Halacha Yud Aleph, she's not a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana yet. That's the Yisayit of Halacha Yud Aleph. These things are necessary, she shouldn't come Lidei Sakana, but she's not a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana. Oh, so if you have someone that's a Chayla, which needs care, today that he shouldn't come Lidei Sakana, so there's no Hutra. There's Efshel Shnuyim Mishanina. There's just what the Chayla needs. Mashayin Kain, by Dam Sheiseis, Psichas HaKever, there she turns into a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana. By a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana, there's no Din Shinui. There's no difference between the Yeledes and the Chayla Sheish B'Sakana when she becomes the Yesh B'Sakana. So it's not a chilek between Yeledes and Chayla. It's a chilek when Halacha and Aleph, he's talking about she's not yet B'Sakana. She's not a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana. She's a Yeledes, which she needs care today that it shouldn't come with a Sakana. So male, there is the nefshel shnuyim mishanina. Vashenkin, the care she needs, al tzchayla sheish v'sakana, which starts from the dam sheisis, That's a regular chayla sheish v'sakana. There is no din of efshel shnei mishanina. So that's one mahalach in the shittas haRambam in the sugya. Now, if that's takip shan in the Rambam, l'chayr we don't pass him like the Rambam. The Rama says legade shinui, that if you could do it without a shinui, you have to do it. If you can do it with the shinui without any shiur with the chia, you have to do it with the shinui, and that's the shittas haRambam. And the Mishneh Berurah, the Bi'alacha, is very much ma'irich in when the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Shin Chav Chesiv Dalid, this din that you do kol shurigil mashas by b'chayil. And he brings the Lashon and the Magen Mishneh, the Mishneh Berurah, afilo ein b'miniyas davar zeh sakana, l'maisa he's ma'irich alan in the Bi'alacha, and he says that Reif Feiskim don't hold that way. Reif Feiskim hold, you're only mechal Shabbos and things you need for a sakana. This is a very big chiddush to say that pikuach nefesh is hutra, and memela you have this din like sitzin she'ein ma'akvin esamila. He says right if you shein then hold that way, and lechayy the huwa din by shini would be the same thing. If you could do it with the shini without any dechiyah or shihui, if you don't say hutra, so you don't have the heter. But this is the first mahalach in the Rambam. But the Emek Bracha doesn't hold this as pshat in the Rambam. And he also says very lechayy very richtig. The Rambam starts off Perek Beis. The chuyah Shabbos Eitzes Kaseves Kashar Kol Mitzvahs. It's the chuyah like Kashar Kol Mitzvahs. The Maran Rutenberg apparently knows that Shabbos is hutcher as opposed to other mitzvahs like Nevela. There could be other reasons why you would shech the not given Nevela. The Rishonim discuss it there. But in the Etzim din of hutcher, the chuyah, the Rambam says before is the chuyah. So the Emek Bracha learns a different pshat in the Rambam. He says the pshat is that if you're going to be Mishana, so things will mele come in day di chuyah. If it is going to be a rule that when you're dealing with a chayla sheyesh v'sakana, you have to be mishana if you could, so every time he's ready to do some kir, which involves a malacha, he starts thinking, well, what could I do to be mishana? The male, it's going to make it difficult for him, it's going to be machbar on him, and the kir is not going to come out as good. That's a pshat. Now, al derech zeh, you could learn this thing of what the Magen Mishnah means, afila ein b'miniyas davar zeh sakana. Which Bemisin, the Biskirov brings it from Reb Chaim. And some even ask the Kasha, if all the Tzarechei Chayla are done, even things they don't need for a Sakana, so what's if Shabbat by Yom Kippur that you do Shiurim? L'chaya, it's Zich at Tzarechei Chayla to eat regular, even if they could get by with Shiurim, but if you say even Ein B'miniyas Davar Zeh Sakana, so what's if Shan and Shiurim? So the Biskirov brings from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim held that you only say shiurim, you only say pachas pachas mikashir and yom kippur when the chayil is not a chayil sheyesh b'sakana. But the pshat is if he doesn't need, he'll come l'day sakana. But right now he's not a chayil sheyesh b'sakana. So mele, since by eating pachas pachas mikashir he won't come l'day sakana, so you have to eat pachas pachas mikashir. But if a chayil is already a chayil sheyesh b'sakana, then there's no din pachas pachas mikashir. And he quotes Reb Chaim's Svara not because, since he's a Chayla Sheish B'Sakana, it's Hutra, like a Bechanan Svara, if Tzitzim Sheim Akvin is Samila, Stam, it's Hutra, because you really only find Hutra by Shabbos, not by Yom Kippur. That's how Bechanan answers, why by Yom Kippur there is a din of Pachas Pachas Mikashia, because only by Shabbos, not by Yom Kippur. But Reb Chaim is saying a different word. Reb Chaim is saying, if he's B'Sakana, so what do you mean, Ein B'Miniyas Davar Zeh Sakana? He needs all the strength he can get. He's finding a chayil sheyesh b'sakana. He's b'sakana any minute. He needs all the strength he can get. Don't give him pachas pachas mikashir. Even with the full eating, he might die. Right? He needs to fight the sickness. So Avada, the more strength he has, the more chances he has to fight the sickness. So everything Avada is considered sakana. Shiurim was said, l'mashal, you have somebody that has poor water retention. If he wouldn't drink for 24 hours, he'll get dehydrated, he'll come midei sakana, he'll die. But if he drinks an ounce every 10 minutes, he'll be fine. So he's not for sakana. He has to drink, because otherwise he'll come midei sakana. But he's not a chayla sheish for sakana now. Then is a din, eat pachas pachas mikashir. But you have someone that shvach, the pshat is, he can't go 24, goes 24 hours at evening, he'll call me day sakana, that's his deva. But if he eats, bachas, bachas, mikashir, he'll be fine. But you have someone that's battling a chayla sheish b'sakana, a dangerous infection, a virus, a heart condition, cancer, whatever it might be. So he needs all the strength he could get. You can't give him pachas, pachas, and mikashir. That's like the Rabbi. If that's taka what the Rambam means, that you do kol shu'agil and lasis b'chol because he's v'sakana, and the Rambam doesn't hold you need a shinui, because the pshat is, you have a tzolah guy coming to help someone, give him the care that he needs. You go tell him to stop making a shinui and do this and do that. Open up the defib with the shinui. It's not going to work. He needs to be fully concentrating on taking care of the chayla. He can't be thinking about doing shinuyim. So there's no din to do a shinui. And you can't get a guy because it's not going to work. It's all a matter of taking care of the sakana in a superlative way. If that's takel pshat, like it's the bealoch at the end really says as far. So mustam we paskin, like the Rambam, like the Magid Mishnah, that all the tzrachim are away, because it's all nichl and sakana. Not a din of hutcha, even the chuyah, but that's all sakana. You have to give him the best care shayach. You're going to stop making a shin, it's going to affect the care. You're going to start deciding if the chayla needs this, he needs that, it's going to affect the health. Everything is necessary for sakana. If you learn that way, that's how Emek Bracha learns. So then the stomach of the chilek of your ledis is like this, that your ledis is a very natural thing. It's not such a big sakana. If the care for the ledis is done on Yedei Shinui, it's not going to affect anything. We understand, we know klar. If you say, a chayla sheish for sakana, you need a shinui, that will affect the care. So really, we say, don't do shinuyim, just do the care. Do the job, he's v'sakana. Hashengen Yeledis, the natural thing. So we have a rule, the care for the Yeledis is done, if possible, with the shinui. And Chazal understood that that won't cause any problems. There's no big rush. You can do the care with the shinui, the care will be done in ba'ayfin that is necessary, and it won't be a sakana. So if you learn the pshat and the Rambam is hutcha, like we said, then you have to learn the brisk rav, that the shini was said before she's a chayla sheish v'sakana semel is no hutcha. And if you learn the pshat and the Rambam is that you can't be mechayev v'shini, that gufa will cause a sakana. So we understand by learning this, the shini won't cause a sakana. And that's the pshat and the Rambam.